Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Time for a little KER political optimistic opinion. Got some pretty good things going on actually in the country right now. Not particularly, I would have to say, optimistic for the Democrats, but for the conservatives like Frieda and myself, it definitely is very, very optimistic. Frieda, I want to get your opinion first on Cassidy Hutchison. Cassidy, I think, did a huge favor to the conservative cause by saying some things in the hearings that were simply false, and since she has talked about that, they have proven to be false. Good news for us, babe, right?
Well, we continue to have good news. We're always on top of everybody else. We're always ahead of what we need to do, and that's why we've always succeeded, and I can't wait for us to get back on board.
Yep.
But here's the thing about, Al, about Cassidy Hutchison. You know, she was the Trump White House aide, a Republican, and she became a high-profile witness. Now, is this a coincidence? Because in her past, she was very ambitious. She was the first in her family to graduate college. She said she wants to make a difference to the nation. And here she got her 15 minutes of fame. Well, actually, 2 hours of fame.
Yeah.
You know, she was really rolling high. But then we investigated what she said. We found out it wasn't firsthand. It was not that she was a witness to it. And she did insinuate that Trump took the wheel of his vehicle on January 6th to drive it to the Capitol. And then what happened at that time, that when an agent, a federal agent that was sitting there, took his hand, took it away from him, he assaulted him. So was she there? No. Did Trump really know who she is? No. Was this a credible witness? No. So she really went ahead and made herself look worse, not only at her expense, but at the expense of the fact that she was going away from what she originally wanted to do, to be a Republican. But her fame is what really got away from her, and she forgot what she was there for to begin with. So she is somebody who is involved in the media. She wants to be go ahead and be in politics. And a lot of these aides, that's what they actually do. They get into prestigious businesses. Some run for office themselves. And that was her attraction to be there. And she's been proven wrong, as you said, as well. So I want to hear your take on it, Al.
No, I got a question for you, Frieda, and then
yeah,
you hear my take on it. She wanted to be there. Define there. Where is there? The star of the hearing, is that where there is?
Yeah, she wants to be anywhere where she could be heard and seen. That's her ambition. She said she wants to change the nation. And that's what, you know, we need to be able to know, not the source as much, but who the source is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
What is her direction? What is her motivation? So this young person, I think she's around 23 years old now. She was younger when she was an aide. She was really climbing the ropes, climbing the ladder of success. And her evidence is really based on hearsay. It's lack of firsthand knowledge, and it's just pure speculation of what others were saying, not what she actually saw. And then again, her role was to help with the logistics of the media, coverage, prepare for public events, and answer the phones. So her role was really backstage. That's where she was.
Yeah.
And her ambition was to be in front of everybody. So she was really somebody who her ambition got away from her, because what she did was take away from who she was. It didn't add to who she was.
No,
and
she didn't.
She was quoted as somebody who said that she wants to be able to climb and move ahead.
Frida, I got a question for you. The one thing that doesn't make any sense to me, I mean, I don't have a whole lot of respect for the Democrats, the way they're handling this thing. They keep attempting to be stepping on their own feet every time they turn around. But what I don't understand is why would they let Ms. Hutchinson have 2 hours of what has to be some of the primest television show time in the world and not tell the truth? I don't get it, kid.
Well, they're trying to get at every angle. Nothing they're doing is working. So they're hoping maybe they can catch Trump with this, because they're failing in every direction. Their ratings are down. There's nowhere for them to go. And Biden knows that he's losing. So here's some hope. They're clinging on to anything that they can cling on to, even if it's false, even if it's for a moment, to try to change people's mind. So it just shows you, I mean, that's an excellent question, how desperate they really are. And all this is really nonsense. Not only about that, but she is portraying Donald Trump as somebody who wanted violence, who wanted killings, who wanted the ammunition to be out there and to be used, and said, I don't care, I don't give a F-U-C-K, whatever, you know, I don't care about any of that. So she's come on so strong, and we know that Trump did not want people to be killed.
No.
He didn't want violence. He didn't want to be part of it either. He wanted to make a comment on the voting fraud and where we really are and how people really believe in him and what's really going on. Because it's not a coincidence that he always had bigger audiences. He always had bigger support and didn't coordinate with the votes at all. And so that's where he was going. He wanted to be able to be triumphant with his cause and show the dedication of the people that are supporting him. He didn't want riots. He didn't want violence. He definitely didn't want what she was insinuating at all. And I can't wait for Trump to be able to support that and show how wrong she really is.
I don't think he's going to support it. I think, and it's not because he doesn't want to, but I think that some people who perhaps are a little bit more cool-headed are going to support that. I mean, this show has already made it very clear that Cassidy Hutchinson really was not telling the truth in many, many instances. In doing that, again, I have to ask the question, and since we're going to run this on the radio on Saturday, we've got a clock we have to adhere to, we've got a minute left. You make a very good point about why she did what she did. It just strikes me as being another example of the Democrats shooting themselves in the foot. You got 15 seconds.
Nobody can get away with being a fake. Something has to give eventually, and they're constantly being caught in the information that they're given, and after a while, they keep losing. If they could get it real, they could admit to the fact that they have to be able to get more help, that they're not doing well, they need to make changes, and what those changes are, then maybe we have a chance, but who cares? We can't wait for this term to be over and get some Republican, and hopefully Trump seems to be ahead of everybody right now. So
there
let's see what happens.
There you go. Thanks, Frida. A little optimism.
My pleasure.
That's
Thank
great.
You.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.